This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
When you meet someone, what's the first thing you notice? Is it their smile? Is it their voice? Or perhaps it's their eyes, that flash of blue, green, or deep brown can stop you for a moment, but what actually decides the colour staring back at you? Well, Dr. Vinia Beaver is from Bond University, joins us to talk about the surprising story behind eye colour. Davinia, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
When we talk about eye colour, what are we actually describing?
We're describing how much of a pigment called melanin, we have in the iris, which is the ring around your pupil, and how the light scatters through it. And that's the colour that we then perceive.
Now, most of us, we think of, you know, brown, blue, green, hazel as a set of, I suppose, set categories for our eyes. Mm. Is it actually more of a spectrum?
It's 100% more of a spectrum, so it depends on how much of that pigment we have in our eyes and then how the light is actually scattering through that structure. So it definitely is a massive spectrum.
What about blue eyes? Are they really blue?
No, they're not blue. No eyes are really the colour they are. Oh. It is, again, down to that pigment. So if you think of melanin like the paint in the room and the iris like the structure of how light would bounce around in that room, and so both will then alter what you actually perceive.
So it's just...
It's a bit of physics and biology.
So it's almost like, is it reflecting the colour that we think we're seeing but really absorbing the other?
Yes, so it's definitely something called the Tyndall effect. The light is scattering the small particles around your iris, and that's what gives it the colour. But it depends on how much melanin is in your eye as well.
Now,
so the more melanin you have, the darker your eyes. The less melanin you have, the more light will scatter, and so the light that we perceive is lighter.
Davinia, I've had my eyes described as brown, as hazel, as green, and I feel like they haven't been set in terms of permanency. Why do they change? Why do some people seem to have a bit of a mix of colours at different times?
I think they change depending on the light in the room, depending on the colour of the clothing that you're wearing at times. So they're not actually changing. It's just the light around you that's changing that then we perceive as being different.
So I've always gone through my life saying, yes, I've got my eye colour changes, but that's not true. So it's just the conditions around
well,
us.
Well, the perception of what they look like will definitely change depending on what you're wearing, depending on the light in the room. Yeah.
If you just tuned in, we're chatting with Dr. Davinia Beaver from Bond University about what really determines our eye colour and also why every pair tells its own story. Davinia, genetics, I imagine, part of the story. We used to believe that brown beats blue, but how many genes are actually involved?
So there are many genes involved, and it's not just genes that are responsible for how much melanin you actually produce, but then there are genes responsible for where that melanin is deposited and how that melanin is transported. So there are so many genes interacting with each other to determine how much melanin, where it's going, how it moves around, and all of those interactions together determine the color.
Why do babies' eyes often start out blue or grey, then darken as they grow?
So your melanin levels will develop as you get older. So that's why babies start off with a lower level. Yeah, just similar to your skin, I suppose. As you get older, the melanin builds up, and so their eyes change in the first couple of years of life and then will be stable generally throughout.
What about people whose eyes are different colours? What causes that?
Yeah, so heterochromia, that's when one eye or even part of one eye can be a different colour. It's generally a harmless little genetic trait, striking though. It's quite rare, but it's beautiful. And again, it's just a mutation of those genes.
It's funny, when I see people who wear those, you know, the coloured contact lenses in order to change the colour of their eyes, I feel like there's something, it's almost like something is missing. I don't know. You can tell for a lot of people that it's not their natural eye colour. And I suppose what I want to ask you is, beyond the biology, there's almost something poetic, isn't there, about our eyes. From your perspective, what makes them so unique to each of us?
Oh, the colour of your eyes are so truly yours. They're so unique to you. No one else in the world has the same iris as you. And I think that's poetic enough for me.
Dr. Davinia Beaver, really interesting chat. I had no idea about eye colour. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That is Dr. Davinia Beaver, postdoctoral researcher at Bond University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.